Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. My guests today are partners in life, art, and sex, April Flores and Carlos Batz. Carlos Batz is an award-winning artist, photographer, and director. His artwork has appeared on book covers, fashion magazines, comic books, and motion pictures. Carlos has three internationally distributed hardbound coffee table books, Wild Skin, Crazy Sexy Hollywood, and American Gothic, that document a wide variety of subcultures. Batz has directed independent art films, including American Gothic, Voluptuous Biker Babes, and April Flores' World, that are distributed through various mainstream outlets. Born in Baltimore, Batz now lives and creates in Hollywood with his muse, April Flores. April Flores is a muse, erotic performer, and model, but that doesn't even scratch the surface. A fearless BBW star with scarlet hair, proponent of the queer community, feminist, sex-positive activist, outspoken advocate of body diversity, glamorous art model, avid kink fan, sub and dom, and all-around powerful kick-ass woman. April has graced the covers of Bazaar and AVN magazines, among others, modeled for dozens of fine art photographers, appeared in countless adult films in every genre of the porn industry, from mainstream to queer to kinky to artsy. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, April and Carlos.
Hello.
Hi, Tristan. Thanks for having us.
I'm really excited. When I went to LA, I could not pass up an opportunity to have you in the studio with me, two of my favorite people. So let's begin at the beginning, sort of this partnership. How did you two meet?
We met in the year 2000, so 12 years ago already, and we met at a gallery opening. My cousin had a friend who had work in a group show, and Carlos had a solo show there a few months prior to that opening. So I was there with my cousin, and Carlos was there supporting the gallery, and we just our eyes met, locked, and I when I saw him, I knew I was gonna have sex with him. But he approached me asking me if I would model for him. So that's how that began.
And did you have sex, Carlos? What's your side of the story?
Yeah, that's her version of the story. But my version is she is really beautiful. And I saw her under the light and I said, whoa, she's really hot. And I went up to her and gave her my business card and said, do you model? That was fucking really stupid of me. But I really meant it. And I gave it to her. She worked at the coffee shop around the corner from my apartment.
What a nice coincidence.
Yeah.
So you didn't have sex that night?
No, we didn't have sex until later. We actually shot a couple of times.
Yeah, we shot a few times, and I was in Mexico, and he went to Baltimore. We both came back to L.A. around the same time, and then we just, I came over to his house. We did have sex that night, and I never left. We're still there.
Yeah. It was instant chemistry. It was pretty awesome. But, however, the first photo shoots, I was very focused, but she was so hot, she was just blowing my mind. But the first image, that the second photo shoot is the cover of my book, Wild Skin, that my publisher picked out of a pile of like 2,000 slides.
Didn't know it was your girlfriend.
It was just completely random. Her hair was different. She was wearing a wig. And he actually picked like 10 random ones of her out of like a giant stack.
Wow.
It was pretty meant to be.
Yeah. So that connection was even palpable to someone looking at stills.
Yeah.
Carlos, your work often combines an artistic eye with explicit sex. And so I'm wondering, do you consider yourself a pornographer, an artist, or both? Or neither?
I consider myself an artist. How I got started out originally in shooting adult content I had a friend that worked at Larry Flint, and she was a writer, and she said they have a bunch of new magazines like Big Brother and Leg World and Taboo, and the magazines all were really exciting, and the industry was really popping, and everyone's working a lot. So I wound up shooting a lot for adult magazines, and wound up shooting a lot of adult covers, box covers, and things like that. So my origin is shooting live punk rock bands, and Ink and Dagger, did Danzig's album cover, and I've done like covers for Chuck Palahniuk and Philly Trady. I've always just been an artist, and I just wound up making a living shooting a lot of adult stuff, and just brought my vision to the adult world, and I kind of was able to just do whatever I wanted to do because it was really good, and always just wanted my stuff to look cool, and I really like try to think about titles of what I was doing. I just wanted to look cool and have people go, wow, that was interesting.
Because I think of you as part of a kind of sub-genre of what I call artcore, which is hardcore art, because your stuff really is artistic. And to me, you do have this photographer's eye that you can see in your filmmaking. I'm thinking of this scene. I think it's from Dangerous Curves. It's a blowjob with Kelly Shibari and some dude.
CJ Wright.
Yeah.
Okay, and who I didn't recognize, and the sun is sort of like coming through the they're in between their bodies, right? So it just keeps flashing and sparking, and it's really hot. But then all of a sudden, and the music's really good, but then all of a sudden at one point, they both are wearing sunglasses, which you sort of forget halfway through the blowjob. And then they both take their sunglasses off at the same time and really look at each other, like give each other the eyes. I mean, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. And I've never seen anything like it in porn, in mainstream porn.
Thank you fucking very much. Thank you. Because we put out every film, we do some interesting things, and Dangerous Curves was written by April. And every film I try to do those interesting things, and it's fake grass and it's green, and we lit it and we had the sunglasses, and April styled it. We bought all the outfits. We made everyone, like, CJ look great, and he wore a suit, and
everything
was
really,
color coordinated,
really,
and we got the sunset, and we made sure every scene was shot outdoors, so thank you. I've been a photographer since I've been 14 years old. I've been winning awards since high school and advertising awards for my photography. That's what my bread and butter is. That's what I consider myself to the core. We have a new book coming out. I'll always shoot many different styles. My influences are Irving Penn and Annie Leibovitz and James Van Der Zee and Helmut Newton and, you know, the grandmasters of photography, Gordon Parks. So that's what I studied. The Stern brothers, Joe Peter Wicken, Andre Serrano. It goes on, but that's my interest and that's my core vision, and those are the artists that inspire me in my work. Even when I'm shooting sex, I know I shoot fuck movies. I know people jerk off. I know that's what people want to hear. I know I have to be crass because then I'm pretentious. So I understand that. So I know what people get excited by, but I enjoy the music and making it interesting to listen to. I have been working with an artist called Hustle Punch for like 10, 12 years. We score our music, and April always attributes style and a vision. So I'm always inspired. So it's, you know, I know what we're doing, but I care about it. It's my real name. It's my government name. And, mm-hmm. and if I have a name on something that's cool, and it's uncool, I don't have my name on it or I won't talk about it. You know, so I believe in what I do.
As a performer, April, what's your favorite movie that you've worked on with Carlos?
Maybe the favorite is Dangerous Curves, because that's the first movie where I felt confident enough to have a big opinion about and say it in. And it was shot outdoors, and it was a lot of it was shot in San Francisco. And it was kind of like our love letter to San Francisco, because at that time we were visiting there like once every other month. And there are so many great friends that we have up there. So that's special to me. Also, April Flores World, which we just did, is also special for me. But including all of those, all of the ones where I work with Carlos are special because I'm really involved from the beginning. So they have, I feel attached to them in a different way.
You mentioned that you felt confident on that film, and you really are a champion of body positivity, and you've really paved the way for other performers of size.
Thank you, Tristan.
Have you always had this strong sense of self-confidence? Have you always had a positive body image?
No. I was, you know, I'm plus size, and I was not a skinny kid. Everyone in my family is curvy or fat or whatever. So I grew up, you know, wanting to lose weight. I was always aware that I was bigger. And in my 20s, I lost a lot of weight. And, well, before that, my whole life, I thought if I'm skinny, I'll be happy. If I'm skinny, everything will be easy. I won't have problems. Guys will be nice to me. So I kind of idealized this thin person and equating it with happiness. And then in my 20s, I lost a lot of weight and I was skinny and I realized life is the same. And, around that time, I was working at the same coffee house where I was working when I met Carlos. And there was a guy that used to, a regular, he used to come in all the time and he was always happy. And I was like, why are you always happy? How do you do it? And he's like, it's hard. You have to work at being happy. And, you know, every day. And that really stuck with me. And then I realized, you know, my happiness is going to come from my brain and not my scale or my gene size. And I just decided to be happy. So, you know, and at that time I was really not happy because I was, you know, just out of a relationship and just lost a little bit. But once I decided to be happy, everything kind of just fell into place. And I don't want it to come off as preachy because sometimes I feel like I'm just saying, well, you have to choose to be happy if you want to be happy.
It is a choice though.
Yeah. But after that, everything kind of fell into place and I started slowly gaining weight back, and people around me were like, oh, you know, you're gaining weight, you know, be careful. But I was like, I don't care. I'm happy inside and nothing is going to take that away. Once you know that, how can you go back?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about, but we've got to take a break and hear a word from our fabulous sponsors who make this show possible. We're going to take a break. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today, my guests are Carlos Batz and April Flores, and we're talking about sex, art, love, bodies, lots of things. So before the break, we talked a little bit about how you came to embrace your body, which is not a size 2. And, you know, there's an entire niche or subgenre of the adult industry called BBW, which stands for Big Beautiful Woman or Women. And you wrote about this in your essay in a book that I helped co-edit called The Feminist Porn Book, which comes out in February from the Feminist Press. I just want to quote a little section of that, which gives a little background on BBW. So BBW was coined in 1979 by Carol Shaw when she launched BBW magazine. And although it was adopted mainly by folks who used to self-identify or declare their admiration for plus-size women, like in personal ads or on the internet, it's now widely used as an umbrella term that may have different connotations depending on the context. The adult industry uses it to describe porn that features bigger women. Some BBW porn is rooted in a celebration of our sexiness, from adoration to explicitly fetishizing our size. But too much of it crosses into not-so-thinly veiled degradation and shame. Titles like Cash for Clunkers, All Ass, No Face, et cetera, are meant to cast us as sexual freaks to be ogled and laughed at. That was a quote from your essay. This seems to be sort of tricky territory because on the one hand, you identify as a BBW. It's kind of a shorthand. It's a way to say, this is who I am. But I don't know if I've ever seen you in a film that is marketed in that genre. Is that right?
Well, I've always been very choosy about what I work on because one of my main goals, aside from being a freak and liking to fuck on film. I want to use my work and my body as a statement to other plus size women and to the world and to people who don't like plus size people, that we can be sexual and we can express ourselves sexually and explore our sexuality and all that stuff, all that good fun stuff in the bodies that we currently inhabit. That being said, you know, I have tried to be very choosy as to what I work on. I've turned a lot of work down because I felt like it wouldn't represent, first of all, women in a good way and also plus size women. So, but the thing is, once you sign a release, your work, your body can be put on whatever the producer or director, whatever wants. So yeah, there are maybe like two films, maybe one or two that, I would never have signed up to do if I knew that's where it was going. But that's the thing. I signed a release. I'm an adult. I know that that's the possibility of signing a legal document. But it's okay. I was kind of upset when I first saw it and I called the director and I spoke my mind and I'm over it. It's okay. It's part of my legacy. But yeah, if I can control it, I like to work on projects that portray women and plus size women in a good way.
Yeah. And a lot of your projects, Carlos, not only feature plus size women and feature April prominently, of course, but also feature a really diverse range of race, ethnicity, gender. So it's not just body types. And I'm wondering what you think of some representations of people of color in porn, and if you're conscious of wanting to shift some of those images as a person of color.
I try to incorporate a peer group that are part of my lifestyle anyway. So most of my friends are from a very diverse background, be it African-American, Latino, Asian, or transgender, or tattooed, not tattooed, fat, skinny, tall. So that's always been my thing and kind of my art. I just wanted to kind of embody my generation and the people that aren't really represented sometimes in any kind of way, on any kind of level. So it just, it's not something I'm conscious of. It's just something that's natural to me.
Because those are the people who are around you, who want to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's... yeah, it's a normal thing. I don't really... It's not something I consciously do. As far as, like, African-Americans in the adult industry or all the nationalities in the industry, it's just... I just try to represent us in a more contemporary light and not try to think about or be too frustrated by other things and other companies. I try to just employ the people I want to employ that are great and represent who they're trying to represent. And then everyone gives their best performances. And that's how I try to make my brand, is a show like April performing sex in its most authentic way. In Artcore, that was one of our things we tried to do, whether it be with Drew DeVoe or our three big girl scene or April Solo. We just try to push the boundaries of what people normally accept without the BBW title. Our dress is like something that we apply to our work for the industry because we have to be professional. But generally, we kind of roam in a lot of different categories.
You're a roamer.
we're the outsiders, but the insiders, so all of the cool people.
April, you're the first woman of size to have a sex toy created out of a mold of your vagina. Wildfire celebrity series, April Flores, Cyberskin, Voluptuous Vagina is its full name. I just want to get it out there, okay? How did that come about?
It was just luck. I got an email from, actually, Graham. You know Graham. He forwarded an email, or he gave my contact to Topco, and they emailed me, and I told Carlos, oh, a toy company wants to make a toy. Cool. I thought it was going to be like an action figure or something. But we met with them, and we realized it was a sex toy, so I was honored, and I didn't realize that, you know, a plus size body had been made into a toy before. So I was just, it just kind of happened, and I'm so lucky, and I'm honored. And I think it's exciting. I've had a lot of really lucky, fun first things for BBWs happen to me, and I'm very proud of it. But I just accepted all of the opportunities that came my way. So, cause when we met with Topco, they said they had approached other plus size women in the past and that never panned out. So, I don't know. I guess it's just the right place, right time.
Well, and this year, Kelly Shibari was named a Fleshlight Girl.
Yeah, it's so
exciting. The first plus size woman named a Fleshlight Girl. Yeah. So she had a Fleshlight made of her pussy. And, you know, I think you paved the way for that.
Wow, thank you.
Those kinds of opportunities.
Thank you, Tristan.
But you also did something else with this toy. Carlos, you and April actually created an entire art project around this sex toy called the April Flores Toy Exhibit. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I thought that it was such a fascinating process when they made the mold. It looked like how sculptures are made. It was a very sophisticated process. So they made the mold
because I don't think people realize that when you see these in the toy store, they really do mold. That is the actual mold of your actual vagina.
Yes, it's a life cast.
It is.
It's very
I mean,
real.
They're no faking it. Everyone looks different. Yeah.
So at the time, I remember there's a big movement in painting objects. There's a toy called the Dunny, which is like a toy robot action figures that people collect. And people are painting tennis shoes. And a lot of artists just paint objects. So I thought, well, since it's kind of already a real-life sculpture, why not make a casting of it in plaster? And I made the proposal to Topco, and they liked the idea. And all my friends are artists, and I have relationships with really extravagant artists, from tattoo to designing to street art.
Fine art.
Fine art, contemporary. So I thought that'd be interesting to show the different kinds of art, and what better way to have it than my wife's beautiful pussy. So it's that was inspiring. Like, hey, you want to paint my wife's pussy? And they're like, what the hell?
Well, so, I don't think anyone's ever, you know, ever taken a sex toy in that direction.
Well, no, in our seriousness, it is a fine art show. I mean, it's, we had 8 molds originally made. They were white plaster molds that were blanks. They're very fragile. Topco made them. They're one of a kind. And then each artist had 3 weeks to paint them with any style they had. And the original artist was Coop, Axis, Kimmy Baselli,
Cozy
and Dan,
Small Paul,
Misha. It's a whole list of amazing artists that I'm forgetting, but we did 8 in LA, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and New York. So each city we went to, we had 4 molds and they got to paint it, and then we had an exhibit of the molds, and it was really cool. And I think it got a really good response. We had a show at La Luz de Jesus, and it went really well.
And I think it raised the profile also of you and of the toy, and got people talking about, wait, this is the first plus size woman. This is the first, you know, I mean, and just, you know, about you. I mean, I think it's interesting because a lot of feminists are freaked out about these toys. You know, it's like, oh, women in, you know, are being objectified and now are being chopped into little parts that people can buy. But on some level, it's quite subversive because you are the object of desire. And you are not the sort of skinny white girl object of desire. So I think that part is really specific and unique.
I know that some people really don't like the toy, and it is the ultimate objectification. I was reading like some comments, which I don't read comments anymore, but I was back then, and they're like, what are you could put it on a shelf and blah, blah, blah. So I understand where they're coming from. However, you know, I took it as an opportunity, you know, to put a fat doll or fat product out there. I saw that, you know, that, and Topco saw that there was a need for that. And with the show, our goal is always to mix sex and art, because to us, that's what we like to do. And so the show was just an extension of that, and to get the dialogue going about the meeting points and cross referencing sex and art.
And also again, it is very fine, very fine art. They're painted, they're somewhere, they're 3D, three dimensional. And it, I think people really interpret it in a completely different way. I mean, I think it's 20 final pieces that are completely interpreted, completely different, and became like a blank canvas. And that was the idea. And we're going to do the show again, probably in March with our book, and, maybe have some more paintings done to it. But I just stopped it at the moment because we have so many other projects that I wanted to keep it sacred. I didn't want anybody to paint it. And, you know, but it was very successful. And Topco was very collaborative and supportive of a very odd idea. And we kicked ass, and we got really good reviews and press for everything. And I think people started to see the toy as a piece of art. I mean, it's really her. And sometimes the ideas, like, sometimes there's small ideas that have been regurgitated and passed down to us about how we're supposed to feel about what we're making. And in the future, the most important thing is, like, how many times in your life do you get to see, like, a rubberized version of yourself, have people buy it? That's fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, all of these comments and all of these really intense interpretations about what we're doing and what we're saying, like, it's fun. It's not really complicated all the time. That's my thoughts on when we approach these projects. We're really inspired and wanted to be like, we want to inspire people. It's not always like driven by money or small-minded ideas.
Speaking of fun and inspiration, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, including Astroglide. Astroglide personal lubricants make sex better. Get a free sample. Find out how at astroglide.com. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Tune turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try AstroGlide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. AstroGlide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. AstroGlide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does AstroGlide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans, just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. My guests today are partners in art, sex, porn, and life, Carlos Batz and April Flores. Before we continue, I want to just thank my amazing sponsor, The Smitten Kitten. The Smitten Kitten is a progressive sex toy store for everyone. Check them out at smittenkittenonline.com and use the coupon code Tristan for 20% off. April, you were honored with the 2010 Heartthrob of the Year Award at the Feminist Porn Awards. What did that award mean to you?
That award meant everything to me. Oh, side note, we love Smitten Kitten too.
Oh,
they're great.
Good. They're fabulous.
Yeah. That award was so meaningful to me because after I did a few scenes, you know, I got into the industry really slow and at my own pace. It took me a long time just because I wanted to figure everything out before moving forward. So after a few scenes, I had to step back and evaluate what am I doing? Do I want to continue? What is my intention if I do continue? What work do I want to create? So I thought, well, I like to think of myself as a feminist. Is there such a thing as feminist porn? So I Googled that and I found the Feminist Porn Awards. I think it was in their third year back then, second or third. And I read their the qualifications as to what qualifies as feminist porn, you know, showing authentic pleasure, a woman having, you know, some type of creative control over the project and a few others. And I was really inspired because I was like, this is something that's real. I want to be part of it. That's what I want to do. I want to be all about it. So, to be at the awards and to be so honored, by, Good For Her and everyone there. You were there. It was just crazy. And it was like a full circle moment for me because I just remember Googling it and saying, I want to be that. So it was definitely a life highlight for me.
I also consider Carlos, you to be a feminist and to be part of this burgeoning feminist porn movement, in that I think you're really pushing the envelope around standards, traditional standards of beauty. You're pushing the envelope in terms of diversity and also aesthetics. You're making a different kind of porn. And it's so clear to me in your films that women are represented as powerful, you know, sexual agents who have desire and fantasies and are very much in charge. So I'm wondering if you self-identify as a feminist.
Well, thank you for saying that. I really love the Feminist Porn Awards. I think it's very cool. I like their ideology. And I like being nominated by them. I'm not really sure how to address it. I've always respected feminist art movements like the Guerrilla Girls. And in Baltimore, there's a really big movement of, there was a movement of feminist art girls. And I consider April like a total badass feminist. Again, I think, to really get good work, you really have to believe in your talent. And I work with models that had no personality, and I really didn't like it. So I decided to work with personalities that really wanted to do something spectacular. I mean, even if you're naked and baby oil and wrestling and a mask and a dildo and, you know, lube.
You can't see him, but like his eyes are sort of brightening and he's sort of coming to life right now, describing this baby oil wrestling. I don't even know if I've
clear
seen this.
Shoes, yeah.
Have I seen this movie, this baby oil is wrestling? Anyway, go ahead.
You want people, you know, I respect women and I want them to really perform at their highest level. So I try to make them say, hey, you know, I want you to feel good about what you're doing, basically, you know, and that's, you know, am I a feminist? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yes, I am a feminist. I will move to the Amazon island and like serve my wife and the Amazonians, but yes.
Okay. That movie, by the way, I would like to see. I'm hoping you'll be in a loincloth while providing said sexual service.
That was a nerdy way of saying my wife's Wonder Woman, I guess.
Moving on. Yeah. Okay, so your newest film together is called April Flores World, and the promo says, "This is the real story of April Flores." I know I've seen the trailer, and I've seen this amazing erotic pie fight, cream pie fight. But what else can we expect from this film? How is this film different than others that you've done together?
Well, this film's a little different than the other films that I think we started out making Alter Ego. Alter Ego was our first film that we made in around 2005 after I made my film American Gothic. And we were starting to experiment with documenting what we were doing. And April and I shot a lot all the time in our apartment and traveling. And then I just set up a video camera to shoot us documenting it. And they became kind of interesting. We had this collection of odd footage of her performing and getting dressed up and peeing in the alley and wearing fishnets and just having a great time. And it was kind of surreal, and we had cool music. And the idea from that series was just to document our lives. April Flores World is the first time that April was actually talking, ever, addressing the camera in a non-sexual way, talking about her life and her experiences. And we documented it kind of like stand-up comedy in a raw kind of way, or spoken word, or improv. It's very raw. I documented her as she's performed at Iowa's Theater for the past year. She did, I think, 3 or 5 performances at various places, and I just documented it. In addition to that, it was kind of showing other aspects of April being drawn and painted and photographed by different artists. So it was kind of, there's a 3 different stages to the documentary. There's a stage where you actually get to see her work with the people she's working with, and we pull back and show the big scene, and then we kind of go in and you get to enjoy what you need to enjoy. And we push the boundaries of like exhibitionism and voyeurism and a documentary and style and more of those kind of elements, but also the road trip. And April, of course, in Toronto has a great scene in the Blue Hotel Room, shot by
Tina Horn.
So this one is more cohesive and as a narrative, because April tells stories. We go off in our little adventures. And, of course, the best scene in the film, if you're really excited, would be Infinite Glitch. So There's a lot of fun stuff in the movie. I'm really proud of it. We worked on it for 2 years, and it's available through TLAcult.com, and April and I really worked hard to kind of show the next step.
So April, for the first time, this is some more sort of everyday real life April, not just April as this sex icon. And how was that for you? Were you just as comfortable in front of the camera talking or performing as you were doing sex? Because sometimes, you know, people can do amazing sex, but they're actually really shy. And people don't understand that. Not all porn stars, not even all exhibitionists are outgoing. Some people are actually really shy.
Well, I had been invited by Patrick Ian Moore to join his improv group at the Iowa West to tell stories. So they have this thing, I think it's called Alejandro style of improv. Anyway, I go up there and the audience yells words at me, and then from one of the words I tell a real life story, and then the improvers do their stuff kind of based on my story, but not really. Anyway, I found that challenging and scary, and that's what really got me excited about porn. Is I was challenging, scary, whatever. So being on stage and being raw in, you know, just an honest way was really exciting and challenging for me. And me as a performer, I want to keep growing and evolving. And this was another way for me to express myself and try to expand on my performance range or expression. So Carlos shot that, and we included that in the film because this film is the fifth in our series of self-produced movies that we're putting out ourselves, and that means that we have total creative control. So that means that it's not going to be all sex, because we are expressing ourselves, and this is our movie, so we're going to put what we want to put in it. And so that's where I am now, and we've always been really honest in our films and in where I am as a performer. And so that's what's going on. And we did show the photo shoot and me being painted and the pie fight. It's I don't really think of it as a porno, and nothing wrong with porn. I love porn. That's how we got here. That's why we are here. We're not oblivious to that. But as artists, we want to express ourselves in a different way. You know, we always want to evolve and change. So this film is more me exposing my life instead of in an interview, you know, on a website. It's me showing it on a film, which it does have a solo scene and a sex scene, but it also has, you know, me posing and expressing myself in the pie fight, which was outdoors, and it's all one take. It was outdoors in a crowded street in Hollywood, and it was crazy to do, which maybe it doesn't really translate on film, but I was there and it was intense. The film is what we've been up to the last few years, and I'm proud of it. I love it. It's my favorite film.
Okay, let's take another break. We're going to hear from our great sponsors, including WeVibe. WeVibe is the world's best-selling couples vibrator. Find out more at we-vibe.com. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. My guests today are April Flores and Carlos Batz, who are artists, filmmakers, pornographers, feminists, maybe feminists. And I'd like to know what is on the horizon for both of you. What is the next big project coming down the line?
Aside from April Flores World, which is out now, we are in pre-production for our next film, Vulgar, which will be all sex, and it is a porn. So we're doing that. And also what we're really, really excited about is our book, Fat Girl, which is something we've been working on for 12 years since we met. It's just a collection of our photos, and it's been a really driving force in our relationship artistically, to have this book published. So it will be next year.
And is it all photography or is there some text?
There'll be small text, but mostly it would be majority photography, like 80%. And it's going to be published by Rare Bird Barnacle Books. And it's really exciting because it's a 12-year edit of everything, including Polaroid film, real film, digital film, camera film, and shooting all over the world. And people get to see our life over the last 12 years. Pretty intimate, pretty awesome. It's like a photo journal and artistic, and includes everything in it. Should be like spring 2013. It's our big happy secret that's out.
Not a secret now because you've told all these people on the radio. What are some of your goals? I feel like is the art for art's sake, but I also feel like there are some goals driving what you two do. You want to change some conversations. You want to change some minds. I'm wondering if you can articulate some of those goals, April.
Yeah, I think our goal is just to kind of challenge and redefine in our own terms. We're not telling everybody this is what you have to think, but as being expressing ourselves, we are trying to challenge and redefine what can be sexy. Me with my body, him with his artistic vision. The beautiful thing about porn and anything is that there can be a whole range of everything, just like sexuality. There's a whole range of stuff. So there can be a whole range of adult or mathematician books or whatever. I think our goal is just to express ourselves, be true to ourselves, and continue with that.
This is a great lead-in because we have a tradition here at Sex Out Loud, which is I ask the same question of all my guests. I just started doing this, but you know, it's a new tradition. And that is, I'm going to start with Carlos. Carlos, for you, what is sexy? Dramatic pause.
I completely went back. I didn't expect that. April and fishnets. That's really sexy to me.
What else?
Baby oil and wrestling mask.
He's back on the baby oil.
Duct tape and high heels. Sunsets and rum.
How about you, April? What's sexy for you?
Sexy for me is confidence, a positive attitude, sense of humor. Those three things are sexy for me.
I think that means you're well matched. I mean, I was thinking maybe rum would be the connect. I was like, is she going to say rum now and funny?
Carlos in fishnets.
That's a whole other movie that I would pay money to see.
We wrote a scene that we never shot that's supposed to start off with me in tights, but it never.
Really? Okay, tell more.
No, I have to find out what happens in Vulgar.
Oh, and is Vulgar going to be? Well, as advertised, yeah. Vulgar?
Well, it's kind of a joke to all of our movies. We plan it like 2 years ahead. And Vulgar, we've been talking about for maybe 6 years. Yeah. And it's funny to us because what we see in mainstream culture, they see a dress with a cutout in the stomach. They go, that's vulgar. Everything is vulgar to these people. And it's not, you know, it's subjective what vulgar is. So it's just it's a word that we have kind of like, identified with and thought about. So hopefully it's holds up to its name.
Yeah, the most interesting thing about the future is that there are no rules. Like, it's not the 20th century. Like, everybody is documenting themselves. TV doesn't even matter. YouTube is faster than the internet. We don't have to go to the network or there's no standard. So the rules that have applied from the 18th century about style and what we're supposed to show and the puritanical behavior of like 1901 doesn't happen anymore. So vulgar is going to be like a contemporary artistic fashion, erotic fun fest.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to see what happens when you guys continue to break the rules. Thank you so much, April and Carlos, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Tristan. We love you so much.
Thank you.
I want to shout out to the fabulous people besides my sponsors who make the show possible, including my engineer, Justin, my associate producer, Raymond, and my executive producer, Karen Dana. Find out more about Carlos's work at carlosfats.com and check out April at fattyd.com. Follow April on Twitter at fatty_D. Their latest film collaboration is April Flores World, starring April and directed by Carlos. Available now on DVD and VOD from tlacult.com. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. Tune in next week for another edition of Sex Out Loud. Until then, I encourage you to keep the conversation going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex, art, love, porn, more sex, out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten.
non-toxic, quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.